Center for Clean Air.
It's about shoring up the collateral damage. The president stressing there isn't any discord with Petraeus on board in the Afghanistan war for him to be the commander now that he's in charge on Thursday, a day after saying bye-bye to McChrystal. He says he's put a team together that will take the U.S. through the months ahead in what they're calling the make-or-break stage of the conflict. So what does that mean, make-or-break? They decide somewhere arbitrarily a date that they have in their heads. Whoops, it's a break date. That means we are out of Afghanistan. I doubt it. I think this thing is going to trickle on and on and on. What is the end game? Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. I know the end game here, it's about the conversation every single time we let it flow on ATN. And you can be a part of it. I don't care what your stripes are. Whether you're left, right, in between, or undecided, doesn't matter. Remember, keep this number handy, 800-259-5791. Every opinion counts, as long as you have one. It's about having an opinion and not being milquetoast and standing somewhere where you're ignoring all of it. Although, I think all of us need days where we pull away from it or you would tear your hair out at the nonsense that's going on. The Republicans killed the Senate jobless measure. Was this a good thing or a bad thing? As we're talking about it dragging on and on and on. The vote was actually close, 57 to 41 in a sense. Three votes short of the 60 to crack a filibuster. But it's a major blow to the president and the Democrats who are facing some huge losses in the Senate seats and in the House seats, because all the House seats are up in the fall if what is projected to happen happens. The rejected bill would have provided $16 billion in new aid to states, preserving the jobs of thousands of state and local government workers, and giving what the White House was calling an insurance policy against the double-dip recession. So it included dozens of tax breaks from business lobbyists and tax increases on domestically produced oil and on investment fund managers. So Robert Gibbs, the White House press secretary, accused Republicans of blocking a common sense economic package. That's what he called it, aimed at simply helping all of you, helping Americans suffering in the recession. And even the quote that came out of that is the president has been clear Americans should not fall victim to Republican obstruction at a time of great economic challenge for our nation's families. The president will continue to press Congress, this is Gibbs talking, to pass this bill and bring relief that's critical to our economic recovery. Now, the bill going down means that unemployment benefits will phase out for more than 200,000 people a week. And governors who were counting on federal aid now have to consider in their own budgets more cuts or tax hikes or layoffs of state workers, or even, depending on how bad it is, if it's not as bad, taking maybe a day or two away from it. So, and they kept pushing this as a bill to put Americans back to work, but what the Republicans were saying is, nonsense. It's a bunch of crap. It's not going to put anyone back to work. What are you talking about? That's the problem with it. It would have added new taxes and about $3 billion to our $13 trillion national debt. And I think that was really the biggest problem that most of the Republicans seem to have anyway. So after the Senate vote, the House passed 417 to 1. A measure to reverse a 21% federal fee cut that was imposed last week on doctors who were providing care to seniors on Medicare. This part's actually good, because now that what happens there is really doctors weren't even taking it. They're like, forget it, I'm done with Medicare. And you think of the elderly population and to me, it would have been just too cruel of a cut. So this is a good thing that this, I think, that this thing was reversed. I like that part. I like that part of coming back and doing that. So because the cutoff would have, I mean, just would have been staggering with the amount of people that count on it. And most of them, the older people, we just don't take care of the older people in this country. I mean, the people who toiled away were the salt of the earth. You know, you gotta, I know this whole thing about, because I'm all about it too, about the smaller government and that's it, because there's just too much government. But there is such a thing as the helping hand, brother, to the salt of the earth, great grandfather who helped everybody in his tracks, if you know what I'm saying. All right, let's take one right from the top. Sam is listening to us in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
How you doing, gorgeous?
Good. How you doing, buddy?
Oh, simply fantastic.
That's a good thing.
Oh, it is. It is. It is. Okay. I was watching the news tonight. You know, there's the G20 summit next week.
Yeah.
And there's some guy who's saying, well, no, we're not going to be peaceful. My group wants to use violence. And that was before the police, not our humble RCMP and the red tunics, but the local city police found some guy with.
I saw this gasoline canisters, a chainsaw, a crossbow and arrows, a sledgehammer. He was going to just kill everyone, anyone that got in his path.
Yeah, he was going to start
Rambo.
He was going to start his own war, basically his own war.
Yeah.
So. Yeah, and there were some people who were there who were going to have signs like, you know, Obama get out of Iraq, the usual agitators. I was going to say something else, but I better watch my language.
Right, what do you mean?
Yeah, you know, some agitators and stuff like that. And I'm thinking, these are only people, they only show up at these big conferences. Why don't they just, you know, do other things that, you know, peaceful means that might actually make a difference, you know, and.
Let me stop you there. That's a good thing to say, because really, what is the violence going to get you? I mean, I say this all the time, Sam. Listen,
right.
I'd be the first person there, shoulder to shoulder with any of you,
right.
Should violence come onto our shores where we're fighting one-on-one, like it's almost back to revolutionary days or something.
Right.
But that's not what we're talking about. And, I mean, this is the wackadoodles who have just gone off the deep end. Yes, you can make protests, and yes, you can try to do whatever you can to let the world know how you feel about the policies of whatever countries. But, come on, the chainsaw thing and all that nonsense, ridiculous.
And unfortunately, it gives my country, and I'm proud to be Canadian, it gives my country a black eye, you know, but by seeing all that. You know, I'm really...
Yeah, but you know what, Sam, don't think of it that way, because any time they have any of these summits, it's always that way. I don't care where it is. I don't care what happens.
Right.
You always see this. It could, wherever it is, it doesn't matter.
Right.
That's what's going to happen. So if it's Toronto's downtown and you have to set it up like a fortress with thousands of police, that would be anywhere. In fact, thanks, Sam. Have a great weekend.
Take care.
They had to set up a big steel and concrete fence that surrounded several blocks around the summit. About 19,000 security types are on duty for the summits, but it's always that way. It doesn't matter where it happens. You're all happening next. We'll take more calls on the flip side.
The problem.
How do I cook food without power?
How do I light my home with no electricity?
How do I get emergency radio broadcasts?
How can I make safe drinking water?
When your power goes out, the solution for cooking, baking, home lighting, listening to the radio, and producing clean water is the Family Emergency Kit from Caro Stove. Caro Stove has been in business for over 12 years with the largest selection of kerosene stoves and family preparedness supplies in the U.S. Now, get the Family Emergency Kit at KEROstove.com for only $4.29 plus shipping, a savings of nearly $200. It's perfect for off-the-grid living. Call 888-395-1164 today. That's 888 888- 888-395-1164 and ask about weekly specials or check the specials online each week at kerostove.com. Again, call 888-395-1164 or go to kerostove.com. Kero Stove, for family emergency solutions.
Originally, we the people have entrusted government to be the guardians of currency, to ensure purity, content, weights and measures of gold and silver coins citizens would use for commerce. This reinstalled confidence after the demise of the fiat continental system, wisdom being lost with time. The government we once entrusted to protect from counterfeit has colluded with private business, creating the largest fiat counterfeiting scheme our country ever experienced. This is not only a transfer of power to an institution that is not accountable to our elected government, but has also caused the dollar to lose more than 90 cents of its original value. Now foreign governments are trying to divest themselves from this once world reserve currency. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm offering a book that explains how the system works. Call me today at 800-686-2237. I will give you a silver dollar free just for purchasing the book. Call today at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you've got to try MyPillow. Introducing the most revolutionary, most comfortable, and coolest pillow ever, MyPillow. Imagine your very own custom fit pillow. MyPillow is the only pillow of its kind on the market that uses a patented fill, custom made to your exact individual needs. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA and has a natural built-in cooling effect that keeps your cervical nerves cool, and that helps you get the best REM sleep possible. MyPillow helps alleviate snoring, migraine, sleep apnea, and other sleeping disorders. MyPillow is antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, machine washable and dryable, comes in many sizes and will not go flat. And best of all, MyPillow comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So what do you have to lose? Except poor sleep. Go to MyPillowShop.com, mention coupon code GCN and receive up to $40 off. That's MyPillowShop.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. MyPillow, for the rest of your life.
Lighter things here on ATN eventually. Hey, we're swinging into a weekend. We got to leave you with some smiles, right? And I promise we'll do that. We do our cheap movie review in our next hour, and we have some other thrills and spills for you along the way. If you want to laugh, you have to go to americatonight.net, click on features, and go down to Blunder of the Day. That's some funny stuff there. You're looking for some funny. I mean, funny, not funny, ha-ha, hysterical, funny, you gotta be kidding me. That kind of funny. All right, this guy's pretty funny. Some of our best one-liners, this is putting pressure on him, it's like introducing a comedian, right? From Tom in Texas, who says he's armed and agitated, at least he says most of the people in Texas are. Hey, Tom, how are you?
You still there?
I'm here.
All right, I heard a big thing here. Sounds like everybody's pretty pissed off tonight for some reason.
They are. It's very. We've had Hitler references and voices raised, and yes, I agree.
Well, let me offer some suggestions here. All you rig workers, go to work. Hell with them. What are they going to do, come and get you? I don't think so. All you people going to the beaches, take a one-pound plastic bag and some rubber gloves, and 10,000 people pick up a pound of goo, and it'll get all cleaned up. Then your vacation will be nice. Send Arizona $10 to help them fight the government. Let's see, what else? Oh, George Soros, yeah, he made all these. Let's see, what is he, Czechoslovakian or Polish or something like that? He made all his money dealing with Hitler while Hitler was taking over his country.
Yeah.
Well, he's a real good role model, you know?
Yeah, but he gets all, because he's got all the money to move the mountains on the left, he moves those mountains. And it was earlier, I think it was Mark who made the reference to the Brazil thing. He's absolutely right. The money that was pushed out there, and there is ultimately a connection to George Soros, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I talked about that the other night.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, those people, you know, Obama won't do a damn thing to close the border or put our people back to work, but he'll send all them rigs down to Brazil. I mean, that don't make good sense to me.
No.
I've already figured out. Those people in Washington couldn't find the button in the dark with both hands.
You're right.
Absolutely, I'm right. But let me tell you, violence is not going to get us anywhere. It's the last resort.
That's right.
And I'm going to stand up for the Constitution. Now, if they want to shred it, then they're going to have to do it through violence, because nobody is going to stand calmly by and watch them do it. Now, you can either vote them out of office, or you could blow them out of office. But if they don't ring the Liberty Bell, then by golly, we're going to ring it for them.
Well said, Tom. We're gonna let you go on that note. We're going to ring the Liberty Bell for them. You have a great weekend. Okay, in what Tom is saying, I agree with that. I agree with protecting the Constitution, because really, if you go through it, it holds up. But remember, there's three branches of government. So let's say we think the two are failing miserably. Well, you do have, as he mentioned, the chance in the midterm elections to correct that in your own area. If you don't like who's there and what's going on and you believe there's a better option. And the other thing is, you've got the judicial branch that still is intact, that I don't think, though there are some occasional moments where you get agita. At this point, if you look at what's before the Supremes and what's coming down the road for the Supremes, I still feel like even though there could be holes in the dike, I believe they're going to hold the water from coming all the way through. So the Constitution, I think, can hold up. I think it will hold up. But he's absolutely right. I mean, you can feel it. You can feel the vibe around the country. And I hope it's like Tom said, last resort. My goodness, we don't want to see martial law. We don't want to see people in trees with guns picking other people off. You know, I grew up in Philadelphia. I love history and have read everything I can get my hands on when it comes to the Revolutionary War and the Founding Fathers and all that stuff. But I don't want to relive it. I love this country. I want to fight for this country and to keep the freedoms up, but please, can't we do it peacefully? Dale in Illinois, you have the floor. Hello.
Well, hello, Kate. How are you this evening?
I'm great. How about you?
Well, I'm super. You know that when you throw somebody in the dungeon,
mm-hmm.
I hope you never do that to me. That's really starting to really creepy, you know? I mean, those sounds, it just, I don't know.
I know.
Anyway, I think the reference to Hitler obviously is a little strong,
right?
With President Obama, but again, his situation with General McChrystal, civilians are in charge, and he was elected, and we have to have civilian control of the military. That's our system. That's the way it ought to be.
Mm-hmm.
Now, these guys that run their mouth off at this watering hole should have known better, and McChrystal takes the hit for that.
That's right.
But I was listening to Robert Gibbs today complaining about this bill that didn't pass. Kate, they keep kicking this debt can down the road.
I know.
All the time. The can is getting bigger and heavier. And one of these days, we're not going to do anything. We're not going to be able to do anything. And I just don't understand. These guys have made more mistakes in the last 6 weeks, I think, than George Bush made in 8 years. You know, we talked about this border situation. There's some real hell going on down there, and it's going to get worse. He wants to help the people, but he wants to put 40,000 people out of work or whatever it is in the Gulf.
Yeah, and you know, you want to hear something interesting, too. We said this. You can call the Labor Department if you're illegal and complain that you're getting screwed over by the boss. Now there's also this rumor that's a little bit more than a rumor that behind closed doors, Obama has been holding these talks to figure out whether the Department of Homeland Security can unilaterally grant legal status on a mass basis to illegals. Can you imagine how that would ignite people in this country? A national uproar and then some if that happens. Meaning, okay, forget the whole Congress. You don't need approval. We're just going to go to this plan. This Plan B is what they're calling it. Comprehensive immigration reform bill. If it doesn't get enough support, then screw it. We won't go to Congress. We'll figure out a legal way around it.
Well, when the Secretary of Labor comes out and says, even if you're legal, we're going to help you get a fair wage.
That's ridiculous.
You know, these guys really have to go, Kate. They have to go in November. That's our system. We've got to get out and vote and put these people out to pasture.
You're right.
This philosophy just isn't working.
You're right, and that's the thing to do. Do not vote. Go and vote. And you really can make a difference. It happens. Look at the Scott Brown situation. Look what happened there. I mean, people would have never thought that he would have stepped into the shoes of Kennedy, a Democrat, a Democratic senator. They hadn't seen one in Massachusetts since the 70s. Republican, and hadn't seen one in Democratic territory since the 70s.
Well, we're not, you know, and a lot of the news networks don't cover this kind of information at all. You know, I could give a hoot about Al Gore getting a back rub.
That's a big story, yes.
In
Oregon, and the woman filing charges because either she wanted money or he was willing to take the risk and think that she would service him. Yeah.
Yeah, this is 4 years ago.
I know.
Crazy. I don't know. We've had more coverage on that. Wow. The oil keeps leaking and leaking.
Yeah, no kidding. And we need to come up with that serious junk shot. Great call, Dale. Thanks as always. You have a great weekend. All right, coming up in just a few here, we're going to talk about a couple of other things, including a little bit more of that blowback, this time from the Democratic side, on the jobs, specifically to Obama trying to create jobs from the Speaker of the House's lips. Stay with us.
The summer specials are here. Colloidal silver, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, glucosamine chondroitin, super male plex and female plex, memory power, colon enhancer, and more, all on sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Visit herbalhealer.com now for big summer savings on longevity products like HGH, resveratrol, colloidal minerals, and hundreds of natural health products. Herbal Healer Academy has been a global leader of safe, natural medicine, providing natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters with ongoing research information to our members since 1988. Sign up for free online newsletters and don't miss McCain's 3-point plan for health at the Herbal Healer Academy website, herbalhealer.com. Find natural ways for weight loss, plus men's, women's, and children's health products, and our famous top-selling 4-herb tea. The testimonials are incredible! And so are the summer specials at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature, one person at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Now you can purify the water and filter the air in your entire house for less. Keep listening for discount information from airandaqua.com. Airandaqua.com has everything from whole house air and water purification systems to air conditioners, shower filters, water testing kits, atmospheric water generators, and much more to keep you and your family healthy. Now, airandaqua.com has developed 2 value-packed money-saving packages. Package 1, the Pure Whole Home Water Package. It includes 3 very important elements to purify the water in your whole house. Package 2, the Whole Home Air Package, with an ultraviolet light system that kills 99.9% of airborne bacteria and viruses. Get more details on both of these air and water filter packages at airandaqua.com or call 866-380-AQUA. That's 866-380-2782. GCN listeners use promo code GCN for an 8% discount. Go to airandaqua.com. That's airandaqua.com. Purify your life today.
Remember earlier in the show, if you happen to be listening, America, I was talking about Hillary Clinton and Sarah Palin actually had a lot in common because people either loved them or hated them. There's no real gray areas with either one of those women. And they have in common that people really want to come see them, want to see what they've written, if they write a book, etc. Now, Nancy Pelosi is in a category by herself. Nancy Pelosi does have some gray area, but really more is leaning toward the hate Pelosi side. She even did a book, and I think her book only sold, I want to say, it was really a low number. I want to say it was less than 10,000 when it first came out. I remember that, about being Speaker of the House or whatever. Now, she definitely has some friends on the Hill, and she has good friends at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue. So Nancy Pelosi was talking about the whole jobs thing, you know, about creating jobs and where the blame is for the lack of jobs and all that sort of stuff. And when we're talking about the special relationships that these congressmen and women have and that the senators have, you know, it's you do me a favor, I do you a favor, and then they do us a favor, and then we go to the back row and they do us a favor too. And sometimes you're on the right side of that favor, depending on where you live, and sometimes you're on the wrong side of that favor. So here's Nancy Pelosi's take on the jobs that are being lost in America.
Show us the jobs. Where are the jobs? We keep sending jobs bills over to the Senate, and they will not give a glimmer of hope to America's working families.
Okay, so just like the opposite of John Boehner, she's saying that, you know, listen, there's these jobs and it's the fault of the House, that, or of the Senate rather, that nothing is going through. It always gets stymied, and there would be jobs for the middle class. There would be jobs that people could have when we see some of these unemployment numbers like in Nevada that are double digit and then some. And then Pelosi went on to praise the president for what he's been able to do on the job front.
This year, we're on a path to have more jobs created this year under President Obama than in the 8 years of the Bush administration.
See, now, how do you figure that? That's what I'm thinking. I'm looking at, as Dale said, this giant can that is killing us. This giant can that's being kicked down the road that will bury future generations and the current generations. No question about it. You just look at the numbers. You look at the possibility of the taxation, but then you just flat out look at the overall numbers. You look at the trillions and trillions and trillions in debt, and there's no way to pay it off. You know what it's like? It's like when you get in too deep. The other night we had somebody on talking about payday loans, a guy who owns a payday loan place, and he made the point, and he was right, because a lot of people think those payday loan places are a little bit shady, because then people get this money, but then they got to pay out so much more money because they don't pay the loan back, the little amount that they took. So that's what it is. It's like this giant risk. We're playing a horrible game of risk that there's no more money. There's no way we can continue to pay off the amounts, the staggering amounts that keep adding up. And that's the problem. And that's the problem with attaching the jobs, of course, to the amount of money that we're talking about, that they're trying to spill back into the states. And it kills us. It kills us on the debt issue, and it's riddled with some other things attached to it. That's never the discussion. That is never part of the discussion. It's what is contained in measures, not what's on the surface of it, but what are the other things that really kill a bill. It's never what it seems like. Never. You find out afterwards the deals that are made behind the scenes and what it really would have cost in not just monetarily, but in other senses too. And we know this. We saw this with healthcare reform. That's why people were freaking out about it, because this is a terrible problem. No president's been able to do this. We really want to do this, and we're going to make it so that nobody's screwed up in this. If you have a Cadillac insurance, you can still keep getting it. You're not going to suffer. If you're a small business person, you're not going to suffer. But that's not true. You're always taking one from one pot to put into another pot. At least that's what politically seems to keep happening. Robbing Peter to pay Paul. That's what goes on in Washington, and that's the problem. That's the problem the Senate was having with the jobs bill. It wasn't that at all. It was the Republicans killed the Senate jobless bill because of the spending. And if you looked at it underneath, it would have provided $16 billion to the states. And yeah, the state jobs and the local government workers, some of them would have been saved. But the problem is, and then I love this analogy of the double dip recession, which we shouldn't have been in the first place. Yes, we go through ebbs and flows, and it's never going to be steady, but we should never have been in the situation where we were facing the possibility of a double dip recession. So unemployment benefits phase out for 200,000 people a week, and there's governors who are going to have to make some tough decisions. But then you look at the bottom line of this and think about this amount of money that we're talking about. Think about the amount of money that this would add to what we have to make up. And we can't make up $13 trillion and counting. Where are we getting that from? You know, for some reason, the name itself, it's been considered this, we have to pass this measure. But everything has shifted. Everything has shifted since things were talked about months ago. And And part of that is because of the short-term extension of jobless aid that just continued to get bigger and bigger and bigger. I mean, there's people, and listen, I have two friends who are in horrible situations, and then good friends who are in terrible situations with jobs. But there are people that haven't had a job. They haven't been able to find one, or they say they haven't been able to find one, and this could be true depending on the area, certainly, in 2 years. So you tell me, some of those jobs that we're not getting because it's going overseas, or then what happens, and this is the corporate way, there, if you can do it bigger, badder, cheaper, and somebody can do five things versus one, hey, that person is going to get hired. No matter how you slice it, they're the ones who are going to get the job. So there are tough decisions, no question about that. But part of the joblessness is because of the jobs, so many of the jobs in the past and currently going overseas. A lot of the corporations saying, forget it. Cheaper, I can do it this way. Boom. I'm taking a big chunk of this business. I'm sending it overseas. I talked to somebody the other day that worked for Alcatel, was an engineer, had done all the schooling, did all the things you're supposed to do, we'll say, had to pay off the schooling, was doing fine, sailing through Alcatel, had a great job, worked his way up, the whole thing, and then, of course, poof, the division had its rug lifted underneath it because they went overseas. They took it all and went overseas with that part of it. And then they're out, and there's nothing they can do about it. I mean, there's no other job in their current position because it's gone. And then they're out there swimming around for it. More and more, you're going to have to create your own opportunities the way it's looking. It's called, what did somebody tell me the other day? Gigonomics. You create your own gigs, your own jobs. And I see this a lot in different businesses, even in the handyman business. Anybody out there a handyman? I mean, and really, there is a skill to that. Trust me. I have gotten more flyers probably in the last 3 months stuck in my front door or in the mailbox or whatever. I honestly, I'm not exaggerating. I bet I've gotten probably 28 or so of those. I know it's an arbitrary number, but I put them in a pile because I was looking how many tree trimming and mowing services and variations and a handyman. Just I'll do the plumbing, I'll do this, I'll do that. And there's a reason. One, because of being unemployed and trying to figure out what to do, which is bravo to those people that are going out on their own. And also just to create the opportunity, if they can, for themselves, because they know that the jobs are really thinning out in certain professions because they're going overseas. Or you could be the construction worker. Many of them have called America tonight in different parts of the country. California, a big one. We had a caller from California a week and a half ago who said, listen, I'm in construction and I can't get a job here because I'm not illegal. I'm not on a corner waiting for someone to stop and have me join up on a crew and pay me a daily for doing whatever it is, drywalling or putting frames together or whatever they need me to do, where they used to get a lot of that work. I see that in Texas all the time. And I know people who have been affected by it, too. All right, coming up, we got sports shorts for you. That Wimbledon match, that was anything but short. We're going to talk about that next.
What if your local grocery store was suddenly closed?
What if?
What if a crisis of world events caused anarchy?
What if?
The time to prepare yourself and your family for what if
is now.
For 1 week only, Ready Made Resources offers all GCN listeners 25% off of all Mountain House case lots.
And that includes free shipping.
Go to readymaderesources.com. See the variety of our quality Mountain House foods in a wide selection for every taste. Mountain House foods have a 25-year shelf life and are easy to prepare. Just add water for great tasting snacks or meals.
Yes, there is a catch.
This 25% off of case lots only lasts through June 30th. Hurry, go to readymaderesources.com or call 1-800-627-3809 and mention GCN to get 25% off per case of Mountain House foods with free shipping. That's 800-627-3809 or go to readymaderesources.com.
Hurry, sale ends June 30th.
It's the number one reason for slow and clogged bath drains. That's right, hair. And the number one way to open drains plugged with hair? The drain clog. Stop standing in dirty bath water. Stop using dangerous chemicals. Just push the drain claw past the pop-up in your sink or tub, twist, and pull. You'll be shocked at what this little tool can pull out of your drain. The drain claw has over 100 tiny hooks that claw through hair, toothpaste, and shampoo that slows and clogs your drains. See how it works right now at thedrainclaw.com. The drain claw is made in the USA and is the safest, easiest, most environmentally friendly solution to unclog bath drains. Get one for $6.99 or three for $15. The drain claw can be used over and over. Don't be fooled by substitutes. Buy the original. Buy the drain claw. Order now at thedrainclaw.com. That's the drain claw at thedrainclaw.com.
Times are tough and you gotta stretch that dollar. A special invitation for listeners to save. Sign up at DoobleyShoppers.com today and start paying the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices for the coolest stuff.
New premium brand name TVs, laptops, watches, camcorders, Blu-ray players, and more.
All with factory warranties just like you get from a retail chain. Except for the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices. They start low and go lower with our reverse auctions.
You save even more with your first $8 auction purchase.
Doobly will give you an instant $25 dining certificate good at thousands of nationwide restaurants, plus a $500 vacation discount voucher, usable at hundreds of resorts around the U.S. and world.
Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com.
Pay the absolute guaranteed lowest internet retail prices, and listeners receive special rewards. It's worth a peek to keep money in your pocket and the coolest stuff in your home and garage. Sign up today at DoobleyShoppers.com. That's DoobleyShoppers.com. You'll be glad you did.
All right, time to mix in a little fun. Some sports shorts. Not like sports can't be like politics, trust me. It is. Somebody told me maybe 5 or 6 years ago. Did you ever notice that, because I did sports talk and I still do sports talk and do the political thing in the news talk arena, and somebody said to me an interesting thing. All you have to do is change the faces and the names because we have teams. We have teams in both, and we really do have teams in both. You're either with us or you're against us. It's us and it's them. So I found some humor in it. You might not at this hour. Hey, everybody, Kate Delaney. As you're cruising down the highway or you're sleeping with one eye open, time for a little sports. There was the NBA draft. Oh, yeah, that thing. No surprise, John Wall is going to Washington. And a lot of the Kentucky players were picked pretty top in the draft. So Wall goes to the Wizards with the number one pick. He's going to get a serious check, and he should. I think he could meld into a pretty good NBA player. You never can tell. On the Wizards, boy, the Wizards are like a team I avoid, and they're a weird team too. But he may get that playing time pretty much right from the start as well. There are certain teams where you jump on it, and they're mixing you, and you're gonna get at least a handful of minutes on the floor. And I'm thinking he's getting at least a handful of minutes on the floor. We'll go back to the draft in just a second, but before we do that, how about this crazy longest match ever in Wimbledon history? You know, who wants to lose that match? And I knew and I was hoping that John Isner, the American, would win it. I've seen him play a couple of times, and he's just a good kid. He really is. He is. He's a great representative for the United States. And if he'll ever, I don't know if he'll ever amount to somebody who can win any majors, but he sure is fun to watch, and boy, is he tall. So this was the match that wouldn't end. And finally, 70-68 in the fifth set. That's what happened at Wimbledon after 11 hours, 5 minutes spread over 3 days. And then, you know, the customary handshake thing you do at the net, they just hugged each other. I mean, there's no way. For 3 days. They even had a special presentation at the end. I mean, anyone who was anyone was watching this. It was crazy. Somebody told me that the Lakers were doing a press conference. It was with this Phil Jackson thing, and we're going to get to that in a second. But before they, while they were doing that, getting ready for it, everybody was watching the match, and they wanted to push off the press conference because they wanted to focus on the match, that thinking it was going to end, and it didn't end for 3 days. So check this out. There were 980 points overall, and in that 980 points, Nicolas Mahut of France won more, 502 to 478. There were 711 points in the fifth set, and Mahut won more, 365 to 346. But Isner won the most of all, the most important one. He won the last point, which happened to be just this backhand winner down the line. So he eventually won the match. Here's what Isner had to say.
What more can you say? The guy is an absolute warrior. You know, it stinks someone had to lose, but to be able to, you know, share this day with him was an absolute honor. I wish him nothing but the best, and, you know, maybe I'll see him somewhere down the road. It won't go 70-68.
Yeah, they hope they see each other down the road, and they hope that it's not quite as long of a match. That means they're sticking around the game. And it had to be tough for Mahut to walk away from this, to lose after all that time invested. But, hey, we wanted the American kid to win, and he did. Speaking of winning, Phil Jackson, what does he have left? The guy has already won 11 championships. You think of the years with the Bulls and now with the Lakers and this latest time around the bend, beating back-to-back Boston. So Phil Jackson, he's kind of contemplating, what do I do in the future?
I'm leaning towards retiring, but I have not made up my mind.
Come back, come back. Purple and gold confetti all around him. Kobe Bryant, unbelievably excited, as he should be. He's got 5 rings. He reminds me of Derek Jeter and the fistful of rings he has with the Yankees. I mean, they're completely different otherwise, but I'm not comparing them other than that. But here you go. I think there's still more left in the tank for Phil Jackson. It's a long, hard road in the NBA, but I still say he comes back for one more year. He just needs to chill for a while, and then I think he comes back. The desire will still be there. And maybe he gives it 1 or 2 more years, and then that's it. Then he steps away. There's a couple of other things, too, worth mentioning in sports. And one of them connected back to Wimbledon is the fact that the Queen showed up for Wimbledon. You'd think, I'm serious, it was crazy how big that was. But it had been forever since she had come to watch, to watch tennis. She says she's not a tennis fan. She likes thoroughbreds and owns some horses, so the interest isn't there. And while other royals would come, you know, because this is their big deal, she did come out in the 70s. She saw Virginia Wade, a Brit, win Wimbledon, but she hadn't been back in 30 plus years, so everybody made a big deal about it except for Rafa Nadal, who didn't care if he met the Queen or not. He passed on the lunch, but Federer didn't, and neither did Serena Williams, and some other players had the chance to meet her, and the place was buzzing with the Queen in the house, so to speak. All right, speaking of being in the house, this is just crazy with Brett Favre. I know that there are huge NFL fans that are listening to us. You know, we do that nail the score thing. But Brett Favre, he does this tease every year when you're in the off season. He's saying he can still play at a high level if he returns to the Vikings for a 20th season. He still has not said whether he's going to play or not, but he's definitely not sounding like he's retiring. I believe he's coming back. He said in some paper in Mississippi that he would love to go beat the Saints in the season opener because of what happened. New Orleans, of course, beating Minnesota in the championship game in January. And he says if his body was a wreck, it would be made, but that's not the case. I'm saying this. I'm saying he's coming back. I think I'm not going on a big limb to say that. I totally believe he will. His healing is okay from his surgery on his left ankle and the cycling that he's doing that's part of his rehab. He's been doing well. He doesn't want to get to the honey-do list. That's not for him. So I think he sticks it out a while longer. Brett Favre coming back for a 20th season in the NFL. Man, that is a long time to play some football, isn't it? 40, and he's 40 years old, so then he would turn 41 during the season. But he's definitely not the oldest guy to ever play. And he certainly won't be. I don't think if he comes back, he hangs around maybe another year, then maybe he steps aside. These long games, do you like them or do you hate them? When you go to the ball game, you want to get your biggest bang for your buck, but 15 big fat innings is just a little bit too much, I think, right? And it looked like it was going to be that kind of a night in Arlington, Texas, but it wasn't. Instead, it was an incredible night for Vladimir Guerrero. By the way, I've been at games where it's been 15 innings. So anyway, the 35-year-old slugger who said it felt like it was going to be that kind of night, singled home the winning run with two outs in the ninth inning, and the Rangers won their 11th straight game. What's interesting here and why I'm mentioning it is because of his age and how he's the clutch player. Instead of it dipping into those late innings, he rallied and the team rallied from a four-run deficit to beat the lowly Pirates 6-5 on a Thursday night. So for all the people that were there in the ballpark, they didn't get treated to those extra innings that can drag on and on and on and on. All right, I'm going to leave you with this, my friends. The first step to getting the things you want out of life is this: decide what you want. It's not how you look when you're playing the game. It's how you play the game when no one's watching.